pretty remarkable. It was a really hot day. I went for a bike ride in Los Olivos. But it was too hot. And so I stayed in my car for probably about an hour. Tried to nap. Sun beating down on me. Waiting for it to cool off just so I could go for a ride. And I thought, I could be doing Continuum. And I could, like, figure out the funk that my body's in and, you know, explore and go on my bike ride and, you know, just, like, take it from there. It was amazing. I just made shit up. It was great. It surprises me all the time that when I just make stuff up and but I'm sounding and I'm moving and I'm breathing, the results are always remarkable, whether I'm following a structured class or whether I'm doing my own thing. I had so much energy on that bike ride. I felt so good. And I wasn't amped up from supplements or anything special that I sometimes would take, like, you know, some nitric oxide or something to oxygenate the blood so that I could breathe better, so that I could get a better workout. And I didn't do anything like that. And it's been a while since I've ridden. And having done Continuum, it changed my experience riding my bike. It's like my perceptions were wide open, and I was looking and taking in things that normally I'm aware of, but I see, but I don't really, it has no meaning for me, other than it's very beautiful. But this was like being more awake. It was really about seeing things, seeing nature around me and my body and the bike and everything. I mean, it was effortless at the same time. It was effortless. I was so pleased with my ride and just how good I felt. Just calm and that I enjoyed it, and I sweated and the snot came out of my nose from working my body hard, and, you know, these are all good things. And it was a really hot day, but nothing made me feel defeated. Nothing made me feel discouraged. Quite the opposite. I just connected with that joy again that I usually feel while riding. The thing that I worry about losing, that feeling of freedom. But it was still there. And so happy. Like it was something I was made for. I don't know. And all my interactions with people were pretty good afterwards as well. A girl hit my car with her door, and she acted like she didn't care. What she cared about was that I was sleeping in my car and she woke me up. She felt bad about that, but she didn't care about the car. And I told her it was okay. It's an old car anyway. You know, it was cool. I was really nice about it. Didn't get angry. I think that was the thing that surprised me the most, is I just didn't get angry. And, Yeah. Very interesting. So, I'm listening to Internet Archives audio of a book recommended by Gary David by his mentor. On awareness. and semantics and general semantics, I should say general semantics and awareness. Samuel Bois, B-O-I-S, Bois or Bois. Don't know how to say that. So, it's very informative. But, just listening. Yay, Olympics. Yay.